The natural gas boom that's underway in the country is creating a lot of excitement. It's providing jobs and injecting cash, often into areas that were hit hard by the economic downturn. It's also providing an abundant and cheap source of energy. But there are a lot of concerns about the impact on health and the environment. All this week, we'll be hearing from people living on the front lines of the gas drilling industry, and we'll look into just how safe it is to live and work so close to this fast-growing sector. Today, NPR's Rob Stein takes us to a health clinic in rural Pennsylvania.
Everything seemed pretty quiet when Kay Allen started work that day. She's a nurse at a community clinic in southwestern Pennsylvania. But things didn't stay quiet for long.
All the girls, they were yelling at me in the back, "You gotta come out here quick, you gotta come out here quick."
Kay rushed out front and knew right away what all the yelling was about. The whole place reeked, like someone had spilled a giant bottle of nail polish remover.
So I told everybody to get outside and get fresh air. So we went outside, and Aggie said, "Kay, I'm gonna be sick," but before I could get in to get something for her to throw up in, she had to go over the railing.
Nothing like this had ever happened in the 20 years Kay's been at the clinic. After about 45 minutes, she thought the coast was clear and took everyone back inside.
It was fine. But then the next thing you know, they're calling me again. There was another gust. Well, the one girl, Miranda, she was sitting at the registration place, and you could tell she had had too much of it. And Miranda got overcome by that, and she passed out.
This sort of thing has been happening for weeks at the Cornerstone Care Clinic in Burkittstown, Pennsylvania. Mysterious gusts of fumes keep wafting through the clinic. The day before our visit, Kay suddenly felt like she'd been engulfed by one of these big invisible bubbles.
And all of a sudden, your tongue gets this metal taste on it, and it feels like it's enlarging. And it just feels like you're not getting enough air in because your throat gets real burny. And the next thing I know, I was...
Yeah. You passed out.
I passed out.
Half a dozen of Kay's co-workers stopped coming in. One old-timer quit. No one can figure out what's going on. For doctors and nurses used to taking care of sick people, it's unnerving to suddenly be the patients.
It's the unknown, I think, that is the scariest thing.
So they're doing what doctors usually do in this kind of situation. Look for the cause. Rich Reinhardt runs Cornerstone. It's surrounded by valleys and rolling green hills. And on one of those hills, he just noticed a tower. That means there's a new gas well there. He can't help but wonder whether the natural gas drilling going on all around them may have something to do with it.
I'm laying in bed at night thinking all kinds of theories. So is something coming through the air from some process that they're using? I know they use a lot of chemicals and so forth. Certainly that could be a culprit. We're wondering, is something coming up through the ground?
Now, no one knows whether the gas drilling has anything to do with what's happening. It could easily turn out to be something completely unrelated. There's a smelting plant down the road, old coal mines everywhere.
Anything could be possible, and we just are trying to get to the root of it.
This mystery isn't just happening at the Cornerstone Clinic. People living near gas well drilling all around the country are reporting similar symptoms, plus terrible headaches, nasty rashes, wheezing, weird aches and pains. And some of the doctors in places where drilling's booming say they don't know how to help these patients. Dr. Julie DeRosa works at Cornerstone.
I don't want to ignore symptoms that could be clues to a serious condition. I also don't want to order a lot of unnecessary tests. I don't want to feed any kind of hysteria.
To try to figure out what's going on, the clinic called in some experts. They called Pennsylvania's version of the EPA, which is investigating. They also started testing the air for chemicals and keeping diaries of everyone's symptoms. And they called Raina Ripple.
Okay, we just wanted to do a couple quick water samples.
Ripple just started a nonprofit to help people in southwestern Pennsylvania struggling with this kind of medical mystery. Her team's at the clinic today to take samples of tap water from inside a men's room and from a stream out back.
Just let it run a little bit before you do it.
She knows people in the area have a lot of questions.
Is my water safe to drink? Is the air fit to breathe? Am I going to suffer long-term health impacts from this?
To try to answer these questions, her project's connecting doctors and patients with experts who might be able to help sort things out. These are toxicologists, occupational health doctors, environmental scientists. David Brown helped set up the program because he knows people are frustrated.
People go from physician to physician because nobody seems to be able to treat this awful rash that I have, or nobody seems to be able to deal with my gastrointestinal pain that I have. And so they go from place to place trying to find someone that can do that.
So the project's starting to educate doctors about what kinds of tests they can try and what kind of advice to give. And they also have a nurse practitioner. She visits and counsels people who are sick. Dr. Sian Portman's one of the project's doctors, but Portman's skeptical many people are getting sick from the drilling, which is commonly called fracking. There are 5,000 new wells in Pennsylvania. Given those numbers, he says,
you'd expect people dropping all over the place based on the amount of fracking that's going on here. You would look around and see people dropping like flies. It's not the case. I don't see anybody affected, and it's not for a lack of looking.
Portman, who like a lot of people in the area has leased some of his land for drilling, wants to make sure no one's missing more mundane explanations.
We have an old saying, in medicine you hear hoofbeats, you don't think zebras, you think horses.
The cause could be something a lot more common, Lyme disease, some kind of virus, allergies. The natural gas industry says there's no evidence that drilling is causing health problems. Health experts say there's only really one way to know whether the drilling is making people sick or not. Do some big studies. Christopher Portier heads the National Center for Environmental Health.
There's a lot of anecdotal evidence out there, and so a well-conducted study looking at a number of communities could help us better understand if there's an impact, what's its magnitude, how we should avoid having that impact if there is one.
Problem is, no one's done that yet. So in the meantime, patients and doctors don't have a lot of options. In western Pennsylvania, a lot of them are being referred to Dr. Charles Wernz. He's just across the border in Morgantown at West Virginia University. He's used to dealing with chemical exposures. He usually treats workers who get sick on the job. Lately, he's seeing more people who live near the drilling. For now, he can't really do much more than offer basic advice. Drink bottled water, air out the house, leave your shoes outside. And, Wernz says, if it's still bad, move. If you can.
It is frustrating. As a physician, I like it when somebody can come to me with a problem and I can help them solve the problem, whether it's through, a specific treatment or, whatever. And this is frustrating because the treatment is really to get away from the exposure, and that's hard to do.
Back at the Cornerstone Clinic, things got so bad, they decided they had to close down. They're moving to temporary offices until someone, hopefully, figures out what's going on. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Tomorrow here in Morning Edition, we'll hear about an intensive study that's trying to provide concrete answers to the questions surrounding natural gas production and health.